The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In my mind, in my lips, in my heart. At daybreak on the first day of the week, the women who had come from Galilee with Jesus took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles, but their story seemed like nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bent down, and saw the burial cloths alone. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
None of the gospel accounts describe resurrection. All four of them follow pretty much the same format. Jesus dies on Good Friday. They lay him in the tomb. The next day, Saturday, Sabbath, can't do anything. So it's a day of rest. And then they go to the tomb and find it empty. That's the basic structure for all four Gospels. But each one is a little bit different in the details, how they convey the story, especially on Easter Sunday. And I love the way that Luke describes it. I love the utter chaos that he conveys on Easter Monday. He talks about the women going to the tomb. They are perplexed, terrified. They bow down out of fear and confusion. And then they go back to the other apostles. And they do not believe them. They are the ravings of a delirious person. Literally, they think they're nuts. They don't believe them. Well, Peter finally goes to the tomb, sees the burial cloth there and nothing else. And he leaves amazed. Probably a better translation would be utterly befuddled. Trying to make sense, trying to figure out what's going on. At the end of this gospel passage, we're left with this group that is utterly disoriented. They have questions to the nth degree. They're trying to figure out what is going on here. It is a group full of fear, anxiety, confusion, maybe even a little bit of hope. But do they even dare? They're trying to figure out what's going on. They're trying to make sense of this empty tomb. Over the next few weeks, we'll hear about this group and how they come to understand what Easter is all about. 30 years or so after the resurrection, Paul had a pretty good grasp of what Easter is about. He says, "Are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And we were indeed buried with him so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. Consequently, you should think of yourselves as dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus." That's Easter. A new day, a new life, new way of being. We only live for God in Christ Jesus.